the village of Boaz. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, Boaz is the only village within the limits of the town of Dayton. It is located on sections 19 and 20 on Mill Creek. The village is surrounded by an excellent agricultural and dairying country and enjoys a good trade. The village was platted in the winter of 1857 and 1858 by R. and J. Barnes. The first store in the village was a site started in 1857 by R. Barnes and M. Ripley. In 1861, Mr. Barnes purchased the store and ran it until the time of his death in 1871. He was succeeded by J.W. Briggs and V.M. Barnes. The first blacksmith shop at Boaz was opened in 1857 by Conrad Kearns, who remained there for about 10 years. George H. Starr was the first harness maker to locate in the village. He established his shop in October of 1870 and is still in that trade today. The first wagon maker in the village was Peter Kearns, who occupied the same building as his brother Conrad. The first hotel, that was in Boaz and opened by Lewis Berry in 1870. The Boaz House was erected in 1859 by M. Ripley, who occupied it for a number of years as both a store and his personal dwelling. In 1874, the property was purchased by George H. Starr, and in connection with his harness shop, he ran this as the Starr Hotel. The post office at Boaz was established in 1858 with M. Ripley as its postmaster. Well, the first school, that was in Boaz as a subscription school. It was taught in a building owned by Reason and Barnes, and in 1857 a log house was erected in which John Dunstan was its first teacher. Then in 1883, a schoolhouse was erected at a cost of $1,400. It was a fine two-story building measuring 28 by 78 feet. Kitty Delaney had the honor of being the first teacher in that schoolhouse. The Boaz Mill is the most important establishment in the town. The land upon which the mills are located was entered into in 1854 by Reason Barnes and his son James T. In 1853, they commenced in the erection of a sawmill, which was ready for operation in September of 1856. It was furnished with an up and down saw. In 1857, M. Ripley became a partner and in 1858 added a grist mill. In 1861, Mr. Ripley withdrew in March. He then turned over the mill, which was destroyed by fire, but it was at once rebuilt. The sawmill has been furnished with circular saws and machinery for the manufacture of a wagon stock. The flour mill has two runs of burrs and all the machinery, making it a first-class flour mill in Boaz. It is the run as a custom and merchant mill and has a liberal patronage.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.